In 2008, Congress approved $12 million to design the tribe's rural water system and perform an environmental impact statement and other requirements. But the project still came up about $13 million short for infrastructure because of cost overruns and has gone unfinished. Many residents and communities on the Fort Apache Reservation lack running water. Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema, along with Congressman Tom O'Halloran, are urging the Departments of Reclamation and Interior to allocate any possible funds available to finish the project. They say a lack of running water increases a variety of health risks, including COVID-19. The 15,500-person White Mountain Apache tribe had one of the highest infection rates in Arizona during last summer's surge. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.